is Daf is Daf Nun Beis. We got to the last three lines of Nun Aleph Nun Beis. The Gemara says Amar Mar. According to a Bryce from yesterday, the Gemara says Amar Mar Bekelim Shenishtam Shebehen Lavodas Chochav Makasa Medaber. So we're describing yesterday in this Bryce that based on the pasuk that you're not going to these things Abeit Habdun Eskol Hamikomos destroy all these different places Asher Avdu Shama Goyim that the Goyim served Avodah Zarah. So he said that's referring to Kelim that once they use the Kelim for Avodah Zarah, those Kelim are now Aser. The Gemara asks the question, how could you say this pasuk is describing the Kalim? The pasuk clearly is referring to Mekomos, an area, a location, not referring to Kalim at all. So the Gemara explains, it can't be referring to, even though the pasuk does say Mekomos, it can't be referring to that logically. Why? The Lo Metaser, we know that Mekomos don't become Aser ever. The pasuk tells us, Eloheihem al Haharim, v'lo Haharim Eloheihem. That the gods that are the idols, the statues that are on the mountains have a din of Avodah Zarah, but the mountains themselves, the Mekomos themselves, can't be Aser. So it can't be referring to Mekomos, even though the Pasuk says Mekomos. So Meino Inin Mekomos, if it's not referring to Mekomos, so then we have the Klal, Tenei Inin, we could teach it to something else, namely Lekalim. It's referring to the din of Kalim that they only become Aser once they've been used for Avodah Zarah. Then think of our quotes on the very top of Nun Bezim and Aleph. The Bryce had said, Mikan Amru, from here we learn that Avodas Kochavim shall Oved Kochavim Ein Asura Ella Ad Shiteavit. That now referring to, we're changing over, we're talking about Kalim, now referring to the actual idols, the Avodas are themselves. So we're saying the Avodas are themselves owned by an Oved Kochavim, only become Aser once they've been served. Vishal Yisrael, in contrast to a Jewish owned Avodas Zara, it's Aser Miyat. So Gemara says, "V'habu kelim o kimnele." We just said 2 seconds ago the pasuk Mekomos is really referring to kelim. Now we're saying the pasuk is describing the avodah zarah themselves. So Gemara says, "Amar kra." The pasuk says, "Asher tem yorshin that which they inherit, or rather you chase them out." Es Elohim. Right now, I think it's referring to you inherit them. Asher osam es Elohim. So you inherit the Elohim. So it says Elohim in the pasuk as well. Meaning it says Mekomos, but it also says Elohim. So we see from here the connection, Makish Elohim Lekalim. There's a Hekish. You write the pasuk before Mekomos, it says, Abed Tabedin Es Kalam Mekomos. That's referring to Kalim. The pasuk goes on to say, Asher Avdu Sham HaGoyim Asher Atem Yorishim Osam Es Elohim. So referring to also the actual Avodah Zarah. So now that we've created this Hekish, Ma Kalim ad Shiavdu. Kalim only become Aser once they've been used. Af Eloheim nami ad Shiavdu. Also, the idols themselves only become Aser once they've been worshipped. So that's the understanding of that Brisa. So that's all Rabbi Yishmael. How come Rabbi Kiva didn't say this? Rabbi Kiva thought that the Avodah Zarah becomes Aser Miyad. They only have a Hekish between Kalim and Eloheim. Rabbi Kiva de Lomakish Amar Lecha Es Hefse Ka'inin. The pasuk says the word Es. S separates Kalim, Mekomos Kalim, versus Eloheim. Kalim only become Aser once they've been worshipped. But Eloheim is a whole nother parsha. They are Aser Miyad. So Gemara now says, I understand according to Rabbi Yishmael, Ashkechan Avodas Kochavim Shalved Kochavim. We learned already, we just brought the drasha above, that within the world of Rabbi Yishmael, that a non-Jewish owned Avodah Zarah, De'ein Asur Ad Shetiavet. It only becomes Aser once it's been served, used, just like Kalim. That's the Hekish. But what about, how do I know according to Rabbi Yishmael, De Yisrael De'asur Miyad, Minale? How do we know if it's a Jewish owned Avodah Zarah, becomes Aser the moment it's been made, not, you don't have to wait for the Avodah, Svarhu. That's a logic, that's a Svarhu. If we know that a non-Jewish owned Avodah Zarah is only Asura once it's been worshipped, so we can learn, well, then the Yisrael, if it's owned by a Jew, it must be Asura Miyad. We just, again, that would be the opposite. So Gemara says that that's not the inference that should be made. Maybe you should say, Ema, the Yisrael klal klal lo. Maybe if it's owned by a non-Jew, it's Asura once it becomes worshipped. But a Jewish-owned Avodah Zarah won't be Aser ever. Maybe that's the correct inference. Gemara says, Hashta geniza bai, it's tsure lo mitasra. So there's a din we're going to see later on, that if it's owned by a Jew, you have to do geniza on the Avodah Zarah. So if it requires geniza, you're going to tell me there's no iser? We only find geniza whenever there's an iser. So how come you can't say that there's a geniza if the Jew owns Avodah Zarah, but the idol's not Aser? It doesn't make any sense. It must be Aser. So then the Gemara says, fine, granted that's Aser, but maybe you could say, Ema, Ovid Kochavim, maybe has the same din as Ovid Kochavim, meaning just like an Ovid Kochavim, it only becomes Aser, the Avodah Zarah, once it's been Te'aved, once it's been worshipped. So maybe the Jewish-owned Avodah Zarah should have the same din, it's only Aser once it's been worshipped. Gemara says can't be true, because Amar Kala, the Pasuk says, with regards to Cheda Egel, V'shchatashchem asher asisem es ha'egel, te'ichatas asher asisem, that which you made of the Egel, mishas asiyah, the moment they made it, asisim as the egel, the shas asiya miyad, it becomes aser, and the cheder egel, of course, was made by the Jews, and that was aser miyad mishas asiya. That's the source. It's not a svara; it's a pasuk. So the Gemara says, "Ema hanemile lemekam gavra bechet." Maybe we're learning beschatasim that the Jews, the people, have a sin; they have an avera chet once they made it, but it doesn't mean that the Egel, it's Surah Lam Matasa, who says that the Chefsa Shalachet Egel is Aser. Granted, the Gavra has a Chet, but it doesn't mean the Chefsa is Aser. So Amar Kala Pazik says, fine, I'll give you another source that the Chefsa of Avodah Zarah becomes Aser Miyad if made by a Yid. Aru Ha'isha Sheyase Pesel Umasecha. So cursed should be that person who makes the Pesel Masecha, that idol. So the Pasuk says he gets it right away. Yase Mishas Asiya Kamle Ba'aru. He gets the curse the moment he makes it. The Gemara says, "Ema hani milo lemekam gavra bara." Maybe that's referring to the gavra. He's subject to a curse, but with regards to itzure lo matasa. But maybe the chefsa shel avodah zarah, again the pesel masecha, maybe they're not aser. So the Gemara says, "Fine, toavas Hashem ksiv." It also says not only will they get cursed, but also it's going to be toavas Hashem. It's going to be a toeva, an abominable thing, which is describing the chefsa shel avodah zarah. So that's how we know it becomes aser mishas asiya. That's all within the world of Rabbi Yishmael, that for a yid making it, mishas asiya, the avodah zarah is aser miyad. Rabbi Akiva says no. The pasuk toavas Hashem is davar hamevi leidei toeva. Not that the pesel or masecha are aser miyad, but once you make one, it could lead to a toeva. It could lead to doing avodah zarah, but not to say that the chefsa shel avodah zarah becomes aser miyad. So that's all within the world of Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Kiva says the exact opposite. He holds that once a non-Jew makes a pesel, it's aser miyad. If a Jew owns it, makes it, it's only aser once he does avodah zarah. So Gemara now wants to know the last in our lines here on the page here. How do you know Rabbi Kiva shita? Rabbi Kiva avodas kochavim shel oved kochavim da aser miyad minal. And how do you know if a non-Jew makes the pesel, it's aser immediately? Amar Ula says, Amar Kra, based on the Pasuk, it says, Psile Eloheim tisifun ve'esh. The Psile, the idols of these gods, these statues of the gods, should be burnt. Misha Pislu Nase Eloha. Once you made it, once they fashioned it, Psalacha. Psalacha is to make, to fashion. Psalacha Shnei Luchos Avris. So once they fashion the idol, it becomes Asur immediately. That's if it's owned by a non-Jew. That's the source of Asur Miyad. Idach. So what is Rabbi Yishmael going to do with this pasuk? It clearly says, Mishas psila, it's aser miyad, if a non-Jew makes it. Ida chahu mi baile lich the tani of Yosef. It's needed for another drasha. The tani of Yosef, minayin the oved kochavim she posel eloho shenemar psile eloheim tisifum be'esh. Here he's learning the word psile, not referring to psalacha as in fashioning it, but being posel, disqualifying it. Talking about that a goy has the ability to disqualify, to be mevatel an avodah zarah, not talking about creating an avodah zarah. V'idach. So how does Rabbi Akiva know that a goy has the ability to be mevatel, to posel a avodah zarah? Mi d'shmul, he learned it from another source. D'shmul rami k'siv, he had a stir in psukim. K'siv one pasuk lo sachmon kesev is avaleim. You shouldn't desire, you shouldn't take any of the gold and silver from the avodah zarah. But another pasuk says, "Ksiv lakach delcha." You should take it. So should you take it, or should you lo sachmor, or not want it? Okay, tzad paslu laloa lo sachmor paslu me aloha lakach delcha. If you pasul it, if you make it into a god, don't take it. If you pasul, if you disqualify it, you remove it from their statues, then you are allowed to take it. So it's clear from this pasuk that a goy can be mevatel a avodah zarah. So the Gemara now goes back to Rabbi Akiva Shita. Rabbi Akiva Ashkechan Avodas Kochavim Mishal Oved Kochavim Asur Miyad. We learned above that if a non-Jew fashions a statue for Avodah Zarah, it becomes Asur immediately. That's based on the pasuk of Psile Eloheim. But what about the Yisrael Ache Teaved Minal? And how do you know if a Jew owns or makes a statue which only us or once it's been worshipped, Minal? And what's the source? Amr of Yehuda Mar Krah, the Pasuk says, Visam Biseser. You place it in Seser. Now the context of the Pasuk is that Pasuk va Arura Ha'isha Sheyasa Fesel Masecha, Tuavas Hashem Masa Yidecharesh, Visam Biseser. You some place it in a place Biseser secretly. What does this mean? It only becomes a to'eva, it only becomes a usher once you've done something seser, a hidden action, meaning avodah zara. That's the source that if a yid owns it, it's only usher once you do an avodah. V'idach. So what's Rabbi Yishmael going to do with the pasuk v'sam b'seser? Hahum mibarlei, that's need to teach me a different din, ulchad Rabbi Yitzchak. Dam Rabbi Yitzchak minayin la'avodah shkochav m'sha Yisrael. A avodah zara owned by a Jew, she'tu'una gniza, that requires gniza, you have to carry it, get rid of it. Shenemar, it says, v'sam b'seser, place it in a hidden place, gniza, not talking about what's done to it, but referring to what you do with it after the fact. V'idach. Nafkalei, how does Rabbi Akiva, what's his source that he requires Geniza for Avodah Zarah? Nafkalei midi Rav Chisda, he learned it from Rav Chisda Marav, Dam Rav Chisda Marav, minayin la Avodah Shkochav Misha Yisrael Shetuna Geniza, how do you know it requires Geniza? This is according to Rabbi Akiva, because some Meseser is not available according to Rabbi Akiva. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, in Shoftim, lo sita lecha asherah kol eitz, Eitzah Mizbeach, don't plant an Asherah tree next to Mizbeach. We learn a lot of halachas from here. You can't build anything out of wood in the base of Migdash. It's a shaila about building the bima during Hakel. The Melech used to build a bima for him. Shel Eitz, the Mishnah says in Sota, in Hakel. So it's there's Isser involved. How is that allowed? So there are different explanations. One is it's only temporary. Temporary is allowed. Anyways, Ma Mizbeach Taun Geniza, Af Asherah Tuna Geniza. Just like a Mizbeach, when a Mizbeach were to be destroyed, it would require Geniza. You can't get any Hanah from a Mizbeach, so too by the Hekish, Asherah also requires Geniza. Asherah is like a type of Avodah Zarah. Interesting. Great question. Let's see. Rashi doesn't say this. The Pasuk does say we want to burn it. Geniza is different. The Mishnah at the end of Tumur talks about things requiring Kavur versus Srefa. Different things require Kavur, different things require Geniza. Srefa. That's a very good question. Let's see. All right, maybe afterwards I'll take a look around. Good question. Okay, not sure. Okay, then the Gemara says, where are we? V'idach. So what's the other one going to do? What's Rabbi Shmuel going to do with the Pasuk? What's the Hekish of Asherah to the Mizbeach? He doesn't need to teach me Geniza, because he knows Geniza already from V'sam B'Seser. Idach, Rabbi Shmuel says, Ahu Mibarle, the Hekish of Asherah to Mizbeach is another din. We saw this in Sanhedrin as well. Damar Reish Lakish, Kol Hamamid Dayan She'eno Hagun. If you appoint a judge who is inappropriate, he's not fit to be a judge. Kilu Note Asherah B'Yisrael. It's as if you planted a Avodah Zarah, an Asherah tree in Klai Yisrael. Shenemar, it says, Shoftim V'Shotim Titein Lecha B'Chol Sharecha. Place Shoftim, proper Shoftim, and children. V'Samechle, next word says, Losita Lecha Asherah. Kol Eitz, don't place an Asherah tree. So Amar Rav Ashi, Ashi says, Uvimakom Tamid Chachamim Kilu Natal Eitz El Mizbeach Shenemar Eitz El Mizbeach. And if you point to a Talmud Chacham in place of a Dayan She'eino Hagun in the place of a Talmud Chacham, that's as if you're planting an Asherah tree, not just Stam and Klaisel, but Mamish next to Mizbeach, which is even worse type of din. Okay, I'm not sure we have time for a Tosus from today. Okay. Do you want, there's a Mamas Bech, there's a quick Tosus to look at if you'd like. Gemara now says, Bayer of Hamnuna, Reischa Kli Lavodos Kochavim Mahu. What's the din? So what exactly is Reischa Kli? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says around, I don't know, 20 narrow lines down, Reischa Kli is Kli Shenishbar, Kli that broke. V'hikish alav b'kurnas ad sheyarkiu riko, you hit it with a hammer to make it flat to fix it, v'nispashet v'nismale pigimasa, and you fix it. So now there's a kli that broke, and you're hitting it. While you're doing the hitting, you're fashioning it, you're fixing the kli, you're doing it l'shem avodah zarah. What's the din of this kli? So the Gemara says, avodas kochavim deman. Who owns this avodah zarah? Who owns this kli? Ilema avodas kochavim, the oved kochavim. If it's an avodah zarah owned by a non-Jew, well then the halach is, bein le Rabbi Shmuel, bein le Rabbi Kiva, misham she avodas kochavim heim. It's called, it's not an avodah zarah itself. You're making a kli to be used to serve the Avodah Zarah. So the din is, Mesham She Avodah Shechavim Ein asurin ad sheyavdu. Everyone agrees. We saw that brisa above. That remember that kalim. We said above that mekom also means kalim. And the brisa says kalim is aser once you've served it. So everyone agrees meshamshin is only aser once you've served it. So that can't be the shaila. That's a pasha din. Ve'ela, if it's an avodas kachavim the Yisrael, if it's an avodas kachavim owned by a yid, so then it depends who you're asking according to whom. Aliba deman. If it's within the world of Rabbi Kiva, again we're referring to the kalim used for an avodah zarah of a Jew. So Rabbi Kiva hashta higufa lomatasei ad shetiaved mishamsha mibay. Rabbi Kiva holds that when it comes to the mishamshin, rather the avodah zarah itself only becomes aser once you worship the idol. So certainly the mishamshin, which are Tafel, which are secondary, should also only be aser once they've been used. So within the world of Rabbi Kiva, it's pashut, that's only aser once you actually use it, but fashioning it wouldn't be aser if it's owned by a Jew. V'ela, aliba de Rabbi Shmuel, damar asur miyad. He holds, if a Jew owns it, it becomes aser immediately. So the question is within Rabbi Shmuel. Where he holds, again, avodah zarah, that's been fashioned, is aser miyad. But what's halacha about making a mishamshin? The mishamshin of avodah zarah, is that also going to be aser miyad or only ad shetiaved? So the Gemara explains the suffix. My, what's the din? Mishamshin, mishamshin gaminan? Do we learn mishamshin of a Jew from the mishamshin of a non-Jew? Ma, just like hasam, by a mishamshin of a non-Jew, it's only aser ad shiavdu. Afacha, so to hear a mishamshin of a Jew, it should only be aser ad shiavdu. Oh, Dilma, perhaps we should learn mina from itself, mina gamar. The ma hi asur, just like an idol, the avodah zarah itself of a Jew is asur miyad, so to af mishamshah asur miyad. The mishamshin of the avodah zarah of a Jew should be asur miyad. So the Gemara explains, my irya become a barley raised chakli. So why are we asking about when you're fixing a kli? Why not tibayle ase? Why not referring to making a kli brand new? You made a kli for the first time. Why dafka fixing a kli? So the Gemara says, Rav Hamnuna, mishum tuma yishana kumibayle. The shaila here really is about the old tuma that was on this kli. Because there's a klal, the Mishnah says, Maseches Kelim, the tanan kli matechos, metal kelim, pshuteim, if they're flat, or if they're mekablen, or if they have a little base kibo, a little cup in it. The halacha is their tamei. If a person tamei mace touches the kalim, they become tamei, whether the metal's flat or the metal has a little cup, a little cavity. Let's say nishbur, let's say the metal kalim break, they're taru, they're tar, because they no longer have initial use, they don't have the same use as before. But let's say after breaking chazer v'aso kalim, you make it back into the initial kalim, a flat pan or a bowl of some sort, a pot. So now, yichazu l'tuma yishana, then it reverts back to the tuma. So if let's say this is my kli, it's tamei, and then it breaks, it's now tar. If I put it back together, it's tamei, I need to put it in the mikvah. Just because it breaks and was tar momentarily, and I fix it, the tuma reverts back to the initial state. So that's the shaila here. The shaila here is, ki hadra tuma, when we say that tuma comes back when you fix a keli, it's only with regard to hani mile l'tuma deraisa, such as tumas meis, tumas sheretz. About tuma dirabanan lo, when it's only a tuma that's a dirabanan that wouldn't revert back to the dinim. An example Rashi says of tuma dirabanan is a kli that becomes tamei from mashkin. Mashkin, that's tamei, the liquid, that's tamei, doesn't have the ability, midiraisa, to be metamei kli. But the Chacham said it can create tuma dirabanan. So do we say that tuma yishana comes back only when the tuma was initially deraisa, but tuma dirabanan doesn't come back if you fix the kli? Oh, Dilmor, perhaps we say, lo shana, there is no difference whether the initial tuma was deraisa or dirabanan, it always comes back. So tibayle, shar tumas dirabanan. So let's ask the other with regards to other tumas dirabanan, meaning chada miga chada kumibayle. There were really a few steps here. Now let's explain finally what was the question. Tuma dirabanan mihadra or lohadra. First we ask, so it's a davar pashut, that tuma deraisa definitely comes back when you fix the kli. The suffix was, does it also apply to tuma dirabanan? Now, even Tim Shalomer, if you want to say, let's assume, lo hadra tuma, when it comes to tuma dirabanan, it doesn't come back when you fix the kli, but what about the tuma davodas chachavim? What about that tuma? Mishim chumra davodas chachavim mishavi rabanan katuma deraisa or lo? Since the severity of avodah zarah and the severity of the tumah of avodah zarah, even though it's only dirabanan, perhaps they made it the same level as deraisa, or perhaps it's like all the other shar tumah dirabanans, in which case it wouldn't return back, and the Gemara leaves off as a teku.
There's only metal kalim, right? claimed.
Yeah, it has to be with Tumah Deraisa. Things that are that cannot well Kli well Kli Charis, I think will be the same din perhaps.
Yeah, even if you break it Kli Charis, then it's...
Yeah, but if you fix it again though, if you put it back into the initial mold, I think it returns back. But I could be wrong, I don't know. Gemara now says last four lines here, Bai Mine Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yanai Takrovis Avodas Chochavim Shel Ochlim Mahu. Let's say you brought food not as a mishamshin, but as an offering. Kalim is mishamshin. Now we're talking about offerings, takroves. So you bring food as a takroves to the avodah zara. Mi mahani lehu bitul l'tarinu mituma or lo. Can a person be mevatel the tuma of the ochel? So Gemara says, why are we only asking about takroves? V'tibar le kalim. Why don't you ask about kalim themselves? Kalim lo kumi barle. Kalim was never a shaila, because since Kalim came into Ishlei Tara b'mikva, tumanami batla. Since you have the ability to take a Kalim and put it into the mikvah, so to a goy can be mevatel that Kalim. But Ochlin, food, cannot be put in the mikvah to become tower, so maybe bitl of a vodazara of a ochel doesn't work. So the Gemara says, ki kimi barlei v'ochlim, the only shaila was about ochlim themselves, which cannot become tower in a mikvah. So we say, if it can't become tower in a mikvah in general, maybe bittul shouldn't work on ochlim of avodah zara either. The Gemara says, ti barlei avodas chochavim gufa. Why are we asking about ochel that's a takroves? Let's ask about an ochel that's an avodah zara itself, that a person serves the food. Rashi says, last line here, if a person serves a piece of bread, what about that shaila? What if the food itself is the avodah zara? Is there bittul? Why are we only asking about using the food as a takrovis if there's bittul by that case? The Gemara says, avodas kochavim gufa lomi barile. We never had a shaila if the bread itself was the avodah zara. That was never a suffix. Why not? Because kevan di isura batel tuma nami batla. Because if the food itself was avodah zara, so the lach is, just like bittul has the ability, we know a non-Jew can be mevatel his avodah zara, we don't care if it's a statue made of stone, wood, or even bread, since he can be mevatel the iser of any avodah zara, it could certainly be mevatel the tuma of the avodah zara. So that was a davar pasha, the bittul does work, bittul tuma does work by avodah zara itself. Ki kaman barile, the suffix was, takroves l'avodas kochavim. If you use the food as a offering, shel ochlin, that's the shayla mai. Kevan di isur l'abatel, since the isur, remember the two factors here. There's the isur hana, and there's also the tuma. So we want to know about the tuma. So the Gemara said, well, since the isur, if you bring food as a takroves, isur l'abatel, kedir avgidel, you can never get rid of the isur of a takroves. That we learned from the Gemara earlier, vayitzmedu l'bal por, vayochlu zivchei mesim, just like mesim are Ein betela li'olamis, so too takroves has no betela li'olamis. So we know there's the iser can never be mevatel. So do we say therefore tuma nami labala, the tuma shabo also of the takroves can't be batel? Odilma, we say differently, isur deraisa labatel. Since the iser of avodah zara is based in the Torah, so it's stronger, you can't be mevatel. But with regard to the tuma of avodah zara is only tuma dirabanan, maybe we could be more lenient and say batel, and the Gemara ends off as a teku.
What tuma are you referring to?
The tuma of avodah zara. We said a few places that avodah zara creates tuma. Tuma derabanan. Tuma. Oh well, the Mishnah said. Gemara now says six lines down. By Mene Rabbi Yosi ben Shaul mi Rebbe the following question: Kalim sheshimshu behen bebeis chonav mahu shishtamshu behen bebeis hamigdash. The kalim that were used in Beis Chonav. Beis Chonav, Rashi explains here, it's based on the Gemara in Zvachim. Look at four lines down in Rashi. Beis Chonav is a mefarish b'shmaisin b'sraisa de menachos, I guess. Chonav b'no shashimon ha-tzadik. He was a child of Shimon ha-tzadik. Shebarach l'mitzrayim. He ran away to Mitzrayim b'pnei she'achiv because his brothers wanted to kill him. U'bono sham mizbech. He built a mizbech in Mitzrayim. U'pligi hasim. There's a machlokis. Ikel man damar l'shem avodas chochavim. V'ikel man damar l'shem shemayim. He was doing it, even though he wasn't supposed to, but he still had good kavanas. So what's the shaila? Can you take this kalim that were used by Beis Chonav and now use them in the Beis Hamikdash?
That's
so
the point. They pronounce it Chonyo.
Oh, Chonyo, yeah? Okay, fine. Shkoyach, thank you. V'kami bailei. So the safek is as follows. Aliba deman damar, Beis Chonyo, lo Beis Avodas Chochavmi. According to the opinion that felt that Beis Chonyo was not Avodah Zara, the Tznan, Kohanim sheshimshu b'Beis Chonyo, lo yishamshu b'Beis Hamikdash, B'mikdash Yushalayim. So the Kohanim who served in Beis Chonyo are not allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'no tzarach lomar l'davar acher, And certainly not to say if they worship the Avodah Zarah, which is worse than Beis Chonyo, certainly those Kohanim can't work in the Beis HaMikdash. So the Shaila is, was it the Kohanim? Were the Kohanim who dekansinu, Rabbanim? They penalized the Kohanim who followed Chonyo, and Mishum Dibnei Daninu, because they were people of wisdom, they made a decision, and therefore they're penalized. They made the wrong decision. About Kalim Lo, but the Kalim had no choice. They have no Bnei Daya. So you can't penalize a Kaili. Perhaps they penalize everything that had to do with Beis Chonyo, in which case Kalim would be usher as well to be used in the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, if Beis Chonyo was a Avodah Zarah, Vada can't use the Kalim. The only Shaila is, if it was not an Avodah Zarah, whether they were Kanas on the Kalim as well. And the Gemara says back, the response was, Rebbe says, Amar Lei, Asurim Hein, they are usher, Umikr Haya B'yadenu B'shachnunu. It's Asr. There was a pasuk I once knew. I forgot the source, but I'm telling you, Rebbe says it's Asr to use the kalim of Beis Chonyo. So the Gemara asks the question: Esive, kol kalim asher hizniach hamelch Achaz b'malchuso b'malo. All the different kalim that Achaz the king used for Avodah Zarah, hechanu v'kdashnu, prepare and sanctify. What does it mean, prepare and sanctify? My love, hechinu dat bilinu, does it not mean you hechinu put it into the mikvah? And hekdishu means daktishinu, and now be re-sanctify it. So you are able to use those kalim, even though Acha is used for Avodah Zarah, you can re-sanctify them, use them in the base of English. So certainly, base chonu as well, which is not Avodah Zarah according to one man damar, you can use them as long as you just to sanctify them and cleanse them. So the Gemara says, Rebbe says back, Amar Lei, Baruch Atal Shemaim. He's thanking you, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheachzar Tali Avadasi. You return back my lost item. Meaning, this was the pasuk that I was trying to darshan. You just misinterpreted the drasha. This was the pasuk. Heichanu Sheganzuim. Heichanu means not to clean them, it means not to put them in the mikvah, it means to bury them, do geniza. Vikdashnu means Shekdashnu Achem Tachtem, and sanctify other kalim in place of these, meaning you cannot use the kalim of Beis Chonyo, and certainly not from any other place of Avodah Zarah. Now, look at Tosis for a second here. Diyum Aschel Baruch Atal L'Shemayim Shechzarti Li'Avedasi. Thank you for returning back this lost pasuk. Shekdashnu Acherim Tachteim Afagav D'Midiraisa L'Metasra. Even though on a Diraisa level, the kalim that were used by Achaz were not really Aser. Deha DeHekdishinu. He took the kalim from the base of Migdash. And Hekdish, Ein Adam Oser Davar Shenu Shalom. I don't have the ability. I can't go to your house and say your house is Hekdish. I can't say your car is Hekdish. It's not mine. I don't have the ability. So how can Achaz go ahead and take the kalim of the base of Migdash, which are not his? So Tosis has granted Midiraisa, these were not really Aser. The Imkain Lehadiot Shari, therefore it's really permitted. Bikamakam Kansu Leser Legavawa. So really, these items used for Avodah Zarah by Achaz are really permitted to a Hedyot. But they made a Knas that the Gavoa, we shouldn't reuse them in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, Gemara now says, halfway down the page, Lema Misaile, maybe the following should be a support for this discussion. Mizrachis Sonis Ba, the northeast Lishcha, the chamber in the Beis HaMikdash, were Gundu Beis Chashmonai as Avane HaMizbeach. They hid, they buried the Chashmonaim took the stones of the Mizbeach, Sheshak to Anshe Yavan, that the Greeks had, they worshipped the Mizbeach, so they had to remove these stones that were worshipped by the Yavanim. V'amar Rav Sheshes, Sheshak to Lavodah Socham, what they had done was, again, they worshipped for Avodah Zarah. So what do we see from here? Lacha here is, if you look at Rashi, just to explain, around eight narrow lines up, Amar Rav Sheshes, Sheshik to Lavodah Chachavim, Alma, we could see from here, the Afa Gavdila Hedyot Lo Mitasra, even though for a non-Jew, for a Hedyot, for Stam purposes, there is no Isser, the Ein Adam Osir Davashena Shalom, like we saw in Tosvos, Gazibu Rabbanu Legave Gavo. They made a Gzeira that for the Gavoa, we shouldn't use these items for Beis HaMikdash. The Afa Gavdila Bnei Deyaninu, even though the Mizbeach, the Avane Mizbeach are not Bnei Deyaninu, Ubebeis Chonyo, Nami, Afagav, Dila, Beis Avodas Chachavim, Lomitasre, Kalim, Didei, Vidraisa, it was only Gazubahu, Rabbanim. So we see from all this, just like the Beis HaMikdash, we want to prove that the Avane Mizbeach are going to be only Aser, Midirabbanim. But we said above, he brought a Pasuk. So how come before we said the Kalim of Achaz is really Aser because of a Pasuk? And here we're saying it was only a gzeira midirabana that they asked it. So the Gemara says, Amar Papa, Hasam Kra Ashkach Vidarish. They found the pasuk to support it. Meaning what? The preaching, they came and breached through the gates, and they desecrated it. So Rashi explains here, Hasam kra ashkach v'darsh demidraisa asiria filu hedya. They really found the pasuk saying that even on a deraisa level, these are aser. Why? So Rashi explains further, dechsevu vol ba pritim v'chalu. Once the Yavanim entered into the base of Mikdash, Yatu Kev Lechulim. That meant all the Kelim immediately became desecrated. Once they became Chulin, Kinyanu Befker, now became Hefker, and now the Yavanim acquired it from Hefker, Habilu Didu. Now it's theirs, Uchshin Nishtamsh. Now when they use their own Kelim, Bahen Lavodas Chachavim, Nesu. That's what's going on here. Fine. So, based on the pasuk again, upritim, when non-Jews come into the base of Mikdash, they make it hefker and could acquire from hefker and really make it aser midiraisa. As opposed to the case of achaz, it seems that it was only aser midirabanan because it wasn't pritim that chalu. So the Gemara now says, as opposed to the kalim before. The kalim before we said, it's only midirabanan before. Now we're saying it's a deraisa. So the Gemara now says, Amar. Amrei Heichinavid, so the Chashmonaim said to themselves, what should we do? Nisperinu, if we break the Mizbeach, and Rashi explains here, are they over the Kochavim? Meaning the Avanim served it as a Vodazara. So now we can be Mevatel it. If a Goy were to be Mevatel the Avanim, it's now Batel, now we can reuse them. So why not have the over the Kochavim be Mevatel and break it? Avanim Shleimus Amrachman, you need to have complete stone, they have to be shleimim. Once they're broken, they're no longer shleimim, they're disqualified. So the Gemara says, no, simply, you could have them break it, then ninasrinu, then you could shave the stones to make them look very whole and smooth, and that's fine, that would be considered shleimos. Lo sanif alem barzel amrachman, you can't ever use any knife or any barzel to shape, it has to be natural, not only shleim, but also natural form. So amai, so why not, lisperinu v'lishkelinu linafshayhu, why not have it break? Broken, have the guy break it, and then take it home and use it for your own house, for lehediot. Granted, fine, you can't use it for gavoa, but use it for your own personal use. Milo Amar Rav Oshaya, didn't Rav Oshaya say, Bikshu Lignos Kol Kesev Ezov Sheba Olam? He wanted to bury all the gold and silver in the world, Mishim Kasva V'Dehava She Yushalayim, because all the gold and silver Yushalayim that was used, that was designated for the base of Mikdash. So Gemara says, wait a second, that doesn't make any sense. V'Dehava She Yushalayim Ba Yushalayim Have Ruba De'Alma? Yushalayim, the gold and silver of Yushalayim of Hekdesh, was rove majority of the gold and silver in the world? Certainly not. So what was he trying to accomplish here? So Ella Abai explains, Ella Amar Abai, Bikshu Lignos Dinare Hadrina Taraina Shaifa Mipnei Tiva Shushalayim. We wanted to do was Gones particular coins. These are coins, Rashi explains, had the face of the Romans on them, and after time they got used, they wore off a little bit and lost its ability to be used as currency, and it got confused with some gold and silver that was used for the base of Migdash, they were hektish. So those coins in particular that had no face on it anymore, he wanted to put in Gniza, Ache Matulo Mikra Minator, until he found the Pasuk, Shumutah, that you're allowed to use them. What was the Pasuk? Uvau ba pritim bechalu. Then the pritim come in, the non-Jews come in, and they desecrate the base of Migdash, all the hektish loses its status. So we see from all of this that you are allowed to, when it comes to Yishalayim, you are allowed to use all the different kalim here. So we see this is the support that it loses its status. The Gemara says, you can't bring me a ride from the case of the coins to the case of the Mizbeach. Why? Hasam, when it comes to the coins, we understand why they became chulin. Because lo hishtamshu b'hola gavoa. These coins were never used for the base of Migdash. It was designated for the base of Migdash, but never used, and then therefore you could easily remove the Kedusha. Hacha, when it comes to the Mizbeach, though, kevan dishtamish b'hola gavoa. Once the Mizbeach was once used for gavoa, it's much more serious. Lav orch ara l'shamushe ba hedyot. It's inappropriate to take it, break it apart, and then take it home to use. It's not, again, a mikra, din you're allowed to, but it's not a derech eretz. It's not derech olam to do that. Okay, new Mishnah tells us. Ha'oved kochavim mivatel avodos kochavim shelo v'shel chaver. He's able to mivatel his own personal avodah zarah as well the avodah zarah of his friend, his neighbor. But Yisrael ain't mivatel avodos kochavim she'oved kochavim. A yid cannot be mivatel an avodah zarah of his friend. Now Rashi explains what the source is. Look at Rashi 5 lines up. It says, Yisrael einu mevatel avodas chacham shel avodas chachavim. To ovid kochavim posel eloho yalfinan. We learned above that the non-Jew has the ability. It says psile eloheihem, but velo Yisrael. But a Yid cannot, does not have the ability, midrashah, to do this. The kol shekain, Rashi explains, the Yisrael, he can be mevatel his own avodah zara. Ain mevatel avodah shulcham the Yisrael. The ain lo b'teila olam is like we saw earlier. V'sham b'seiser. So if the Jew makes it, it's some b'seiser requires geniza. If a non-Jew owns it, only a non-Jew can be mevatel based on the pasuk. But to the exclusion of a Jew cannot be mevatel in avodah zara of a non-Jew. The mission now continues and says, "Hamivatel avodas chachavim mivatel mishamshah." Once a person is mivatel the idol itself, then all the different mishamshim, the kalim, are also going to be mimela batel. But a person is only bitel mishamshah; he's only mivatel the kalim serving it, but mishamshim utarim. But he asur, but the idol still itself remains asur. Var now says, continuing, "Masdi la Rebbe le Rebbe Shimon b'Rebbe." He taught the following. Oved kochavim mivatel avodas kochavim shelo v'shel chaveru. A non-Jew is able to mivatel his own avodah zara and the avodah zara of his friend. Amar le Rebbe, Rebbe says, Shani salanu b'yadusecha. But you taught us differently when you were younger, a few years ago you taught us, that oved kochavim mivatel avodas kochavim shelo en shel Yisrael, and not only his own, but he can even be mivatel an avodah zara of a Jewish-owned avodah zara. What's the difference here? How come in the older age he cut out the ability to to be mevatel a Jewish-owned avodah zara? So Gemara says, "The Yisrael mika mevatla. Could you ever be mevatel an avodah zara owned by a Jew? V'hash some b'seisik. If it has to be some b'seisik, the Jewish-owned avodah zara has to be placed with the geniza. No one can be mevatel it." So Amar Lei Rav Hillel Brei de Rav Yivals Lo Nitzecha Sheyesh La Ba Shutvis. So it's talking about not where it's owned exclusively by Jew, but with a partnership here. What's going on here? B'yaldusa Mai Kasavar U'b'zaknusa Mai Kasavar. What did he hold when he was younger, and what did he hold when he was older? B'yaldusa, when he felt that you can be mevatel a avodah zara owned with partners of both a non-Jew and a Jew, he felt Savar Yisrael Adaita Dovid Kochavim Palach. The Jew always follows whatever the non-Jew does. And Kevin, the Oved Kochavim Mevatel Denafshe, the Yisrael Nami Mevatle. So once a non-Jew is Mevatel his Chelek, so Mimele the Jew is going to follow suit, and it will be Mevatel as well. His ownership, his understanding is always just following the non-Jew. That was his understanding, but Yal do so. So you can be Mevatel, it has partners ownership. Ubezaknusa, when he was older, however, Savar Yisrael Adaita Denafshe Palach. He knows, serves the Avodah Zarah based on his own thoughts. He doesn't draw after the non-Jew. So Kimavata Oved Kochavim Denafshe, but the Yisrael Lobato. When he's Mevatel the Oved Kochavim, that's only his own chelek, the non-Jewish ownership, but the Jewish ownership still remains intact, in which case it doesn't work. Bittel doesn't work. Okay, we'll stop here. But tomorrow, this the next few lines does continue this whole conversation, but we'll recap it tomorrow.